Raghav.
I'm Haseeb.
And I'm Ben.
And this is how to make streetlights better.
Let's talk about the history and the creation of streetlights. On to Haseeb.
Thank you, Ben. Streetlights started to arise in the year 1757, and they were known as oil candle lamps. Basically, imagine like a streetlight, but they had to be lit with flame manually, each of them.
That must be really tiring for the person who's probably assigned to light them up.
Yeah, I know, right? But electrical streetlights started to become a thing in 1878, thankfully.
To add on to what you said before, we talked about electric streetlights. The first streetlights were made by none other than Pavel Yablochkov. Just like what you said, Haseeb, the first streetlight was made with candles to illuminate city streets. But if we look back to it now, common streetlights are compatible with electricity now.
Oh yeah, there are 326 million streetlights, and it is expected to grow over 361 million by the end of 2029.
Wow, that's actually a lot. I guess as new cities arise, streetlights come with those as well. But anyway, on to the present day. How do these work right now? Currently, streetlights are found among sidewalks and side roads, and with electricity, they illuminate city streets and cities to make night drives or walks easy and less nerve-wracking.
For different kinds of streetlights, there are multiple kinds as well, but the commonly known one is the high-pressure sodium streetlights.
I didn't know streetlights can use sodium to shine light, but that would be something interesting to learn about in chemistry. However, how can we make streetlights better? Any ideas?
One way I think streetlights can be better is a way that we should have more LED streetlights, since they are more energy efficient, have longer lifespans, and provide better illumination than traditional incandescent or fluorescent lights. We can replace all older versions of streetlights with LED lights, and this can significantly reduce energy consumption and maintenance costs.
I think that's a great idea. Speaking of maintenance, we need better maintenance. Maybe create a job strictly for streetlight maintenance to make sure that streetlights are regularly maintained to keep them in optimal working conditions. Also, I think another good idea is installing motion sensors on streetlights in areas with less pedestrians around. These sensors can activate the lights when someone is present, therefore reducing energy consumption when not needed, and can signal drivers as well when there's a person nearby and must yield.
Oh yeah, for areas with lots of sunlight and maybe less trees, why don't we add some solar-powered streetlights? We can have these lights use solar panels to charge batteries during the day and provide illumination at night, reducing electricity costs.
Wow, these are some like really good ideas. I also think new types of streetlights should be in the works if we ever want to express unique types of streetlights for different parts of the world.
Well, that's about time. Thank you for listening, guys.
Bye, guys.
This has been How to Make Streetlights Better. Peace out.